I see a divine strength in what appears to be weak and without power. Yes, maybe that's where God is, in the one that doesn't give up on justice and reminds us about a love that conquers all. Standing with our unanswered prayers in a broken world, we might question the power in that. But in Christ, carrying the cross, I am reminded that love is never completely gone. There is a divine strength in what appears to be weak and without power, saying, if we expect love and goodness, it will be there to be found, somewhere, some way, and no matter how small, it is worth holding on to. What do we expect? Do we expect goodness and love, or a bit of a punch in the face? The unjust judge. Like him, we know that in life there are punches along the way, bigger and smaller. And we can fear them, we can worry, we can do our very best to avoid them. That is to care about ourselves and others. But the unjust judge, he is also expecting the punch. And because of that, he misses out on love and goodness. Because imagine the outcome if he joyfully gave the widow what was hers. But he doesn't seem to have faith in that. Watching the widow today, we are reminded about the strength in holding on to goodness and justice. It is not to be underestimated. If ever so small and vulnerable, it can hold a divine strength. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Faith in a loving God is to expect love and goodness. We can fear, we can worry, we can try to avoid what's hurtful, but still have faith and expect love and goodness being able to take place. Our prayers bring us closer to a divine strength and keep our faith alive. Faith in the love that can go through the darkest moments and still endure. So let us hold on to our faith and continue to pray. Let us expect love and goodness and trust the divine power therein. Amen.